What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
Back on Monday, the announcement was made that the COVID jab was open to anyone aged over 16 who lived in a regional area. It was also Marketplace Monday.
Heard of Facebook?
The Marketplace?
And with the community rallying to save Rapa Bay Campground, we looked for the asking price of a portable camp toilet with solutions from Cuzzy in Normanville. $50 was the going price. We also heard the story of a doorbell camera that caught this poor bloke's nervous fart while he was meeting the in-laws for the first time. Tuesday, another great story about a woman who joined the law club at her school just to visit her crush in a local county jail. And they finally get there. Teacher goes, all right, we're going to separate you. One group is going to the women's side, the other one's going to the men's. She's like, oh, no, don't put me on that. Yeah, she's on the women's side. So after all of that, nothing. I mean, if anything, maybe at least she's getting close to being a lawyer. And our chickens clucked up this for Chicken Tuesday. And you were all on the money. Rihanna from Rockley, what do you reckon our chicken tune is today?
Head and Heart by Joel Corey and M&AK.
Caroline in Mount Barker.
Joel Corey, Head and Heart.
Serena from Kai Kai, you want to have a stab?
Head and Heart by Joel Corey featuring M&AK.
You got them all out. Yes, it is. Dumb Game swung around on Wednesday and we swung around the compass in Compass Roulette to get True North. Lorena from Murray Bridge couldn't quite get us there. Do you want me to spin it left, right? What are you thinking?
Left. Keep going left, then do a sharp right.
Oh, sharp right.
Do a spin.
A spin?
Let's just see. Why not?
You have landed on East 69 degrees. But the giggle was worth it, wasn't it? We also heard on Wednesday about a handful of Port Adelaide's cheer squad members being barred from attending the Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous round as the COVID situation from Melbourne developed. Wednesday was also the night of the Super Blood Moon. So Thursday morning, I talked about my experience watching it in Nairn. Let's get the toilet stop done. Then the toilet stop took a little bit longer than we expected. We caught the last minute of it. The last minute. Luckily, as the clouds parted across Nairn, we saw the supermoon. Although it was a different moon I copped an eyeful of last night. It was also the day Ariana Grande's wedding pics claimed a record on Instagram. 10 million likes. Took them just 1 hour and 41 minutes. And judging by the photos, I don't think she even saw her own wedding. Her eyes are closed in absolutely all of them. And here on the ride home, we taught Michael McCormack how to rap and get the youth vaccinated. Need a slap? Cut the crap. Get either AstraZeneca or Pfizer. Book online, get a time, 9 to 5, be polite and take the medical advice. Which brings us to today, where the hitchhiking Victorian girls who wanted to go to a Victor Harbour High School caused chaos and COVID fears. And we heard a story about a man who was convicted just by posting a picture of him holding some cheese. That's how damn good technology is. And we dropped the Bliss track, the song in 24 hours for Shane from Madam, a memorial request for the 3-year anniversary of Watto's passing. And as you imagine him casting a line, cast your mind back to a time when he was alive and beside you on a ride as you glide on his pride, following the riverside, a tear in your eye. A somewhat beautiful and somber note to finish on. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. We'll catch you again from 2 on the ride home Monday here on Power FM.